And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 19th of March, 2013. 1842, on this day, a play by Balzac opened at the Odeon Theater in Paris, Les Ressources de Quinola, the story of an inventor during the Spanish Inquisition. Balzac was a prolific writer, drank 50 cups of coffee each day, which he said was like sparks shooting all the way up to the brain. To promote his play, he tried a publicity stunt. He started a rumor that tickets were completely sold out, assuming then that people would turn out to see what all the excitement was about. Instead, people assumed they couldn't get tickets, and nobody came. It's the birthday of Philip Roth, born in Newark, 1933, his parents both children of Jewish immigrants from Eastern Europe, majored in English, taught English, went off to Chicago, to the University of Chicago, became friends with Saul Bellow, and when he was 26 years old, he published his first book, a novella and short stories entitled Goodbye Columbus, and it made his reputation and won the National Book Award. And then 10 years later, 1969, he published Portnoy's Complaint, a monologue delivered by Alexander Portnoy to his analyst. It got rave reviews. It was controversial because of the sexual content, and it was the best-selling book of 1969. It's the birthday of Gogol, Nikolai Vasilievich Gogol, born in Great Shorshinsky, Ukraine in 1809. His father owned a vodka distillery and had more than 300 serfs. And young Nikolai, after graduating from school, went off to St. Petersburg, ready to take on the world. He tried acting, then he tried writing poetry, and then prose, short stories. And his first book, Evenings on a Farm Near Dikonka, was a big success in 1831. And a few years later, he produced a comic play, The Government Inspector, which was an even bigger hit. His most famous stories include The Nose, about a nose that takes off on its own, dressed up in uniform, acting like a human being, and The Overcoat. Gogol became a religious fanatic, the follower of an Orthodox priest who convinced him that all art was sinful. He fasted so severely that he destroyed his health, and he died at the age of 43. Here's a poem for today by Jack Riddle, Here in the Time Between. Here in the time between snow and the bud of the rhododendron, we watch the robins look into the gray and narrow our view to the patches of wild grasses coming green, the pile of ashes in the fireplace, haphazard sticks on the paths and gardens, leaves tangled in the ivy and periwinkle lie in wait against our will. This drawing near of renewal of stems and blossoms, the hesitant return of the anarchy of mud and seed, says not yet to the blood's crawl. When the deer along the stream look back at us, we know again we have left them. We pull a blanket over us when we sleep, as if living in a prayer. We say amen to the late arrival of red, the stun of green, the muted yellow at the end of every twig. We will lift up our eyes unto the trees, hoping to discover a gnarled nest within the branches' negative space, and we will watch for a fox sparrow rustling in the dead leaves underneath. Here in the Time Between, a poem by Jack Riddle, from Practicing to Walk Like a Heron, published by Wayne State University Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping professionals and businesses look their best when people search for them online. Learn more at 1-800-REPUTATION. Produced by Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.